Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. There goes Sweeney. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Sweeney scores. Heilman moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball four. Heilman scores. Fothergill moves to third. Galloway moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Woodall reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. Galloway scores. Tavener moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Geringer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogden moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Ogden scores. McNeely goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tabner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tabner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Woodall for a passed ball. McNeely moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes McNeely trying to get to home. Geringer throws to Woodall, who tags McNeely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Schult scores. One out. It's 6-3, Tigers. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brannon moves to third. Wally Shang pinch hits for Steve O'Neill. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground that hits Sturdy. Sturdy is out and Shang is safe at first. There goes Sturdy trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Billy Mullen now playing third base. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Mullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Ogden covering. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brannan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Lil Stoner now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schuld hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.